Okay, it is July 31st, 2021. It is Saturday, 3:10 p.m. And I'm driving back home from a trip to Costco. And I'm in the Hawaiian Islands here. Succubus, Kundalini, conflict. What's the latest? All right. I did this past week I did a 2-day fast, or almost 2 days. And on the second day of it, I got the girl's attention. You know, quite a bit. Fasting is not something that she wants me to do. It's a great source of concern. Probably 3 or 4 hours straight in the afternoon on the second day. Lots of these explosions. They call them explosions. It's just a loud booming, a strong booming offbeat in my heart muscle. That is, it's a discordant beat. It's not good for my circulatory system, and had a lot of those. A lot of, like an etheric wave or vibration through my brachial plexus, and a lot of false stimulation of hunger. When I have a natural impulse to eat, it's in my stomach. I don't have these like frog crawling sensations in the middle of my throat or in my upper esophagus, you know, near the thyroid gland, or even higher than that, or lower down towards the thymus is where it generally happens. But it can, that whole corridor of thymus up to thyroid and a little above that, all those can experience a very bizarre hunger pang that makes me, you know, kind of want to eat there and to swallow and get rid of this crawling sensation. So that was, one second here. Yeah, that was going on. But what made me stop the fast a little prematurely by 12 hours was, having gone to the local farmer's market and picked up, my normal kale and spring onions and tomatoes and avocados and things like that, arugula. But I had a couple of giant papayas and a white pineapple. There's this number of varieties of pineapple. The main ones are they call them Maui Gold, or the yellow ones, and then the Sugarloaf, which is a white one. It's a little less acidic than the yellows, sweeter. But I didn't catch at the bottom fourth of it was kind of rotten or oversweet and was just kind of dripping and bad. And I didn't really have room in the fridge for everything, so I had one of the giant papayas, and I had part of that pineapple, and I cleaned it up and stuck the good portion on top of a stainless tray or a plate and put it in the fridge. And then what I want to make note of is, at the conclusion of a fast, this has happened a number of times, if I break it kind of abruptly, and maybe I overeat, or maybe my stomach gets full, I don't know what it is, or I just, you know, break the fast, I will have a surge of etheric energy in me of a positive type. My brachial plexus lit up, my back, upper back, a lot of my back actually, you know, scapula, higher than that, lower than that, all kind of an intensification in this whole region. But there was no tension in my heart muscle or in identification of the source of concern, which is this nickel or quarter size sphere at, I don't know what part of my heart it's in. So I don't know where, I mean, I know where it is, but I just don't know where that is in relation to the rest of my heart. But it's basically a little to the left of the top and down an inch and a half, something like that. I feel it on the left side of the heart, in the upper, you know, so it's like in the upper left fourth of the heart, somewhere in there, closer to the surface of it. But it's embedded, the thing is in there, because when Kundalini came a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, on a Sunday, 2 weeks tomorrow, there was an intensification of energy in my chest, now, different than yesterday, and but more of an internal, kicking her out of my thyroid, out of my thymus, and then gripping my heart muscle, and then there was a light tension around the node that is to be expunged, which is her soul or her spiritual identity in the male body. It's a serious thing, and she is my soulmate, and for good or for ill, and this is definitely for ill at this point, but I didn't I'm just hopeful that someday I can have sufficient energy to evict or exercise her, but I don't know right now. I don't know much of anything. I'm a wage slave in the last 10 years of my career, and I just have to hang on somehow. And I work underneath a cell tower. I don't really want to be conscious of EMF where I am. Which would likely happen if I get rid of her. But this past week, I'm only on the second day of a fast. It's not like I've accrued a whole lot of energy, but there was a lot. It was like a 20-minute blast. Wasn't at all a threat to her, but it was etheric energy that maybe I had generated, you know. I mean, yeah, it's Holy Spirit, it's Kundalini, but I had generated some of that energy from just putting up with her, this invasion all day, and going without food for almost 2 days, despite a lot of effort on this girl's part to make me eat. So that's kind of like the highlight of the week. Today, I got a little teary-eyed. I had, this morning, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm going to say it was 3 hours. I had almost constant, about 120 beats per minute. Bad news. When it gets that fast, my heart deflects a lot of the energy and it becomes like a pitter-pat, more of a, you know, so it doesn't really, it's exhausting, I'm sure, on my, it's a wear on my heart muscle. But it doesn't carry the force that some of the girls' antics lead to. And then it, even though I ate quite a bit this morning, it still tried to make me eat more by stimulating again my middle and upper esophagus. Then it kind of faded some. It dropped to like 80, and it maintained it at about 80, 84 for the next few hours until maybe it was 11 o'clock this time, you know, 4 hours ago, it dropped down to about 70 or 72. And I believe, you know, the girl is immersed in sexual activity with another guy, her boyfriend, and is losing her connection to me to some extent, temporarily, during the sex act with this guy. And at the same time that the drop to 70, the Kundalini sound in both ears became the strongest it's been in 3 or 4 or 5 days. Nice strong in both ears, as opposed to gummed up in my left ear and squeaky, or just very mild in its output of this Kundalini kind of, I don't know what it is. I mean, to call it protection is an overstatement. It's like, I don't know, it's just kind of like, I mean, it certainly doesn't feel good. It's just an ownership sound. You know, my brain has definitely shown that it's dedicated to God, and I have lost my way with my body, and that's because of the EMF sensitivity that came about in 1994, 27 years ago. And I've been kind of holding off on turning on the switch for the body until I had gotten EMF safety, which I was on the edge of doing, and then all this shit, this whole shit show happened with an astral body. Merging with mine. Which was something I did not see coming. And I'm exhausted. I'm out of it. Yeah, I was trying to think today. My brain was like shut down some. And I've had a few nights this week where, like in the middle of the night, I'll feel like some tension at the base of my skull. And I shake. I can't really get it out in most normal ways. You know, lying down, making my neck taut, and shaking my head a little bit. I had to stand up, pump my fists up and down, and hold my neck taut, and then just vibrate my neck and skull a lot in a very kind of close form, you know, very narrow wavelength, you know, just a very, maybe oscillating or going back and forth a half inch or an inch, and just shaking it hard. And then it dispelled. Also, I think I had to throw my head back so that I kind of crunched the back of my head as much as I could against my back of my neck and shook the same way. And I think that's what finally dislodged. And I felt, as I did it, a direct tension in my heart muscle. It was insane. It was like there was a thread, and I felt it kind of yanking on my heart. But it was her throwing out these negative, these etheric spurs that are drains, they're blocks, they're succubus entrails, they're succubus barbs meant to draw energy from her host. I mean, it is, it's parasitic at this point. It's not a matching, it's not a blessed union. It is a one of abuse and death oriented and demonic and frustrating, and everything she does, she's got God's blessing to do everything she can to block me from accessing God within limits, but man, those limits are way too wide. So I'm not going to blabber an hour, you know, this is not an uplifting message. What did I say? Just to recap, at the conclusion of a day and a half fast, I felt sort of a brief 20-minute blast of etheric energy to help me. Great, it was strong, pretty strong, but it wasn't at all strong enough to get her out and not focused on the heart ailment. And so I'm going to continue. My plan is to fast 2 days, eat 2 days. And what gives me strength to do it generally is knowing that I'm fucked. And I don't, you know, looking at my legs, they don't look that great. I don't think my circulatory system has been spared a whole lot. Yes, the girl's direct assault within my heart feels weaker, and it may be weaker, but her presence is still a cancer. It's a blight on my circulatory system, and I don't think I've got 10 years, you know, when I retire and can find, you know, I can just live in an EMF safe area and then open up the spigot and pray for God's emancipation. Because I think to do that, I really need to stoke the feelings of love and devotion and submission and connection and a great sadness that I'm not experiencing union with God, and I'm not an example, a vehicle for God's for God's presence in the flesh, all that stuff. It's hard for me to do that right now because I'm shut down. I've got this thing in me. I'm under a cell tower. My job is taxing. Better than last year, though. You know, last year was horrific. But I have, I think, some better people to work with. Yeah, the expectations are going to be more manageable. And again, I won't have to be keeping pace with someone who works till 7 o'clock at night every night, is an alcoholic, and, and is, well, a racist, basically, you know. I'm a white male, and this is a woman of color, and she's got an axe to grind. In my opinion, and I'm not the only one with that belief. Whoa. Yeah, I think there's a fire today. So I'm just hoping that these alternating 2 days, I'll feel an uptick in etheric energy. And what I didn't get to this past week, it would have been my first cycle of it during my work. And I want that second night where I'm not eating and I'm just kind of struggling with it. And again, if I am serious about my spiritual freedom, then I won't eat. And it won't be hard to not eat because I feel a negative energy in me that wants to harm me. It's always harming me, and much of the time it is attacking me. And at night, it's in constant control of me. It's her great pastime. You know, like today, I don't think she saw her boyfriend till about, I don't know, 3 in the afternoon, because she spent probably the first 8 hours a day fucking with me, and now she has me fucking him. You know, that's what these girls do. Just lolling about, meditating on their man, or fucking their man, and they're great at both of them. Anything else? Nah, I've had some doubt, and I'm just hoping that I can accrue enough energy without having to fake it and say I'm all head over heels in love and can't wait for God to rescue me. And no, I want God to rescue me because it's the right thing to do, and because I'm showing, I don't know, it feels like I've gone 6 weeks without masturbating. I don't know, maybe it's been that long, I have no idea. I'm not engaging in sexual thoughts. I'm fasting fairly often. And I'm under attack by a girl who, she's got a license to kill, or certainly to molest without end. you know, a man who is supposedly a spiritual has-been, a failure, someone who's rejected God and her, and I fail, I deny. Your Honor, I do not confess to be that person. So I want out without too much emotional fanfare. You know, when I'm in a safe place and I'm not having to work so hard with all these broken people, I'm seeing some people, two of them now, that who got both the shots, these COVID shots, and they feel to me, they seem to me shut down. They seem to me different. They don't have the enthusiasm they had last year. They're more tired. And there's a sort of a hollowing out that's going on, I think, as a result of some of the shots that people are getting. I think some people are getting a good number are getting a placebo at this time, just so there's more buy-in to this gene therapy that causes blood clots and neurodegenerative conditions related to mad cow, you know, prion disease. It does a bunch of stuff that's no good. It's all being buried by the media, which is owned by the pharmaceuticals. It's all just one giant big corporate mind fuck and body fuck. So, that's it. Wish me luck. I hope to fast tomorrow morning, which will be hard because I'm all day at home. And it's like, you know, it's when I'm at home, it's harder to not eat. I have work to do. But I'm going to try it. I'm just going to reflect that this is my only path, and my mom is pushing 80 years old. If I want to be able to move back to California and make $30,000 more per year or more, or at least have options and at least visit my mom for a month at a time to help her with getting through some surgeries, I need to get rid of this girl, because even though God came in on 2 weeks ago Monday into my chest that night and dampened her ability, it was like an etheric layer in there. I was given protection. I still have it, but it's I don't know. Her etheric power is so much more powerful, closer to her, that I don't know. I don't think I can risk it. I certainly don't want to be stuck there for 2 weeks in some kind of COVID quarantine while I'm being eaten alive in some ghastly manner. You know, I can't go back until I feel clear. That's it for now. Over now.